This is Bigger Pockets Daily, real estate investing education for your earballs. The following article was first published on biggerpockets.com/blog. We'll link to it in the show description, but you can see the photos, comments, and related articles. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
8 Ways to Establish a Large and Meaningful Network by Jay Chang. Don't be that person. If you've ever been to a networking event, then you'll know who I'm talking about. The person who goes around giving out business cards as their flyers. The best networkers give out business cards only when asked to do so or after you've established a personal connection. Otherwise, you may seem superficial and the cards will become meaningless. Here are some steps you can follow to create a large yet intimate network. 8 Best Practices for Networking. 1. Meaningful conversation. I can't count how many times I've lost people's attention during a conversation. Their feet start shifting and their eyes start wandering around the room. This happened to me a lot when I used to talk about trivial things such as the weather and LA traffic. If this also frequently happens to you, then try the what-if method. This method is an excellent strategy to add value to anyone during a casual conversation. Here's the what-if method. So this is a powerful conversational strategy that I learned from John Ullman, a professor at the UCLA Anderson School of Management. It has 3 main steps. 1, what and why? Find out what happened recently. What kind of problem is the person facing? Why and how did this problem occur? What if is 2. Ask the person, what if you would have done this instead? You're basically brainstorming ideas and solutions that the person can implement. And 3, best case scenario. Brainstorm a couple of ideas to reach an ideal solution. This is your ultimate goal. Let the person walk away from the conversation feeling better than before. The second main way to establish large, meaningful networks is follow-up. Did you know that 90% of people don't follow up on a connection that they've made? Follow up within the next few days after meeting the person, and you'll already be way ahead of everyone else. The best way to follow up is by connecting on LinkedIn or sending a casual email. Don't call the person's cell phone without messaging first. Instead, schedule a phone call via email or text message. Before your phone call, make sure you plan out the questions you want to ask so you can have a productive conversation. It's important to stay organized, too. That way, you can keep track of the person in your growing network. Make a spreadsheet to write down facts about each person and the last time you interacted, and follow up every 2 months or so. The third main way, group social. Let's be real. If you have hundreds of people in your network, then it'll take you years to meet with them one-on-one. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do any one-on-one meetings, but hosting a group social is one effective way to stay in touch with all of your friends and network. In the book Never Eat Alone, Keith Ferrazzi recommends inviting people in your network to your home for a casual drink, a board game night, or a potluck. Hosting someone at your residence is a great way to bond. Even if your place isn't fancy, people will still have a great time if there's, booze and good company. But drink responsibly, of course, and don't embarrass yourself. The fourth main way, quality over quantity. So as I mentioned a little bit earlier, try to establish a few meaningful connections at a networking event. Even just one connection is great if you're really getting to know the person. It's not necessarily effective to talk to everyone at the event. Jot down some ideas about the person right after meeting them while your memories are still fresh. Alternatively, you can do what Joshua Dorkin does. Jot down those notes on their business card while still talking to him or her. Yeah, it's unusual, but the person may be impressed by how attentive and interested you are. And the fifth way, provide value. As mentioned in step one, the what-if method is a great way to add value during a casual conversation, but you want to continue to be of value to the person thereafter. There are many beginners out there looking for mentors for free advice. There's a good and a bad way to find a mentor. The bad way is to bombard the person with emails and questions, especially rudimentary questions that can be easily answered with some research. The good way to provide value to your mentor, for example, I've done market research, analyzed deals, and found retail tenants for developers, all for free. In exchange, they provided valuable feedback for my reports. We also became close friends. Who wouldn't want to mentor someone who's ambitious, hardworking, and always looking to provide value to you? Number six, leadership presence. The more comfortable you appear at a meeting or networking event, the more leadership presence you have. This is not something you just pick up either. It takes years of consistent effort, but here are some things that you can do to kind of speed things up a bit. Toastmaster. Find a nearby Toastmaster to attend. This is an educational organization for public speaking with thousands of chapters throughout the world. You should have no problem finding a chapter in your city. I live in Los Angeles, and we have around 40 chapters here. However, not all chapters are the same, so just find one that you like. Networking and meetups. Keep going to networking events consistently. You might feel uncomfortable talking to complete strangers at first, but keep attending events until you become that social person with great confidence. The more often and consistently you go to these networking events, the more natural you'll feel. And eventually, it'll become second nature for you. Bonus leadership presence if you are the host of these meetings. Confidence. You can't have a strong leadership presence without confidence, and confidence can't be faked. It has to be earned. The best way to gain confidence is by accomplishing your goals and targets consistently. Start with smaller and more achievable goals, and eventually, you'll feel like you can accomplish anything you set your eyes on. Then, start aiming for bigger things. This obviously takes a lot of diligence and commitment, so make sure you're ready for it. The seventh way to establish a large, meaningful network, set goals. This is another topic entirely, but you do need to start setting weekly goals. Your network isn't going to grow itself. It takes a lot of nourishing and attention. If you're not setting weekly goals already, then start writing them down on a whiteboard. Writing it in your notebook is not as effective. Write them down somewhere in your room that's visible. include your weekly goals for expanding your network, and you'll see amazing results. For example, you can set goals like how many people you want to meet this month, how many socials you want to attend this week, or how many meetups you want to host consistently. And the eighth way to establish a large, meaningful network, be genuine. Lastly, and absolutely most importantly, be genuine, because none of the things that we have talked about today will help you if you're not a genuine person. You've got to be genuinely interested in helping others and listening to their stories. It's not as easy as it sounds. One way to do this is by changing your mindset. For example, listening to other people's stories enhances your knowledge, and helping others makes you a better problem solver. One could argue that this is actually not genuine, because you're trying to expand your own knowledge by helping others, so there's kind of a hidden agenda. But I personally just don't agree that this is the case. Well, but you can be your own judge. Okay, pretty good stuff, right? Thanks for taking time to listen to this article. And remember, the BiggerPockets calculators are powerful tools to help you make sound investing decisions. You can get 5 free reports at biggerpockets.com/calc. And pro members get unlimited use. I'll see you back here in 24 hours or less.